This week was the centennial of Merce Cunningham's birth. The late choreographer's revolutionary dance legacy was commemorated Tuesday with special performances in London, New York, and Los Angeles called Night of 100 Solos. Jeff London went to the Brooklyn Academy of Music to find out more.
The studio was almost eerily silent, save for the sound of dancers walking, running, and jumping as 25 performers rehearsed the program. They were ballet dancers, modern dancers, hip-hop dancers, most of whom had never performed Cunningham's rigorous, idiosyncratic choreography in public. After the run-through, Patricia Lant, who staged the Brooklyn performance, gave notes to the dancers.
Sooner, like as the leg is coming in.
Lant danced with Merce Cunningham for 10 years. Night of 100 Solos was her idea.
The idea of 100 for the centennial, and the solos come from all the different decades of Merce's work. So the earliest one we have is from the early 50s, and the latest one we have is from his last dance in 2009.
Cunningham had a unique vision, beginning with his relationship to music. He did the choreography without it, then brought all the production elements, music, costumes, and scenery, together at the performance. Ken Tabachnik, who runs the Cunningham Trust, says it was an idea the choreographer worked on with composer John Cage, who was Cunningham's most frequent collaborator as well as his life partner.
They developed a structure that people refer to as common time, where the different elements would be created discreetly and individually, apart from each other, and only come together in the common time of the performance.
Cunningham technique has its own music. You just have to find it, and then you have to put your own body into it.
Keith Sabato has danced with Mark Morris and Lucinda Childs, so he normally matches steps to music. He was one of the dancers selected for the Brooklyn show.
There's a lot of stillness and then explosion, lots of juxtaposed silent moments, and then moments where they're just crazy, crazy, crazy. But also you can see when you watch the work that the body parts are all correlated to each other, but they may be doing very different things.
Body parts doing different things at the same time are another essential aspect of Cunningham's technique, says Ken Tabachnik.
Cunningham separated the individual limbs and made them independent participants in the movement and technique. So the hands, oftentimes, or the arms, were completely separate in terms of the movement from what the legs were doing or the lower half of the body was doing.
Which can be really challenging for dancers who aren't used to it. Sarah Mearns is a principal for the New York City Ballet.
It's finding the strength between your legs and your back together, because when you land, you sometimes have to land and stay there in a plie, in an arabesque, for like 8 counts. And I don't have to do that in ballet.
Mearns says she's been fascinated by the way Patricia Lant has staged the event, with sometimes 2, 3, 5 dancers doing different solos at once.
If someone's like moving so slow, it makes the other person's solo moving fast look even faster.
The unexpected connections and dialogue between the dances and the other elements came clear at the performance in Brooklyn. The 25 dancers in solid colored unitards and pantsuits performed their solos with newly composed music before not only a sold out house, but audiences watching the performance live online. Dancer Keith Sabato says he's been grateful to be part of the Cunningham Centennial Tribute.
I think of him as a father figure in modern dance terms. And I really appreciate that I'm getting this opportunity to commune with him, to converse with him again.
And viewers can commune with Merce Cunningham by watching videos of the Brooklyn, London, and L.A. performances at mercecunningham.org. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in Brooklyn.